Hello and happy Sunday. I'm Toni Jorgensen, and I'm going to be your host today, but we do have Lynn on hand to help me out, of course, and Jessica with Jaden. And then we have Elizabeth in the chat room, and then Marianne will be joining us soon, right?
Yeah.
So hi,
she's
girls.
In transit.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. And happy Sunday to you guys. So this is my first shot at being host, except for the emergency time that Jessica and I just popped in when Lynn's power out.
You know what? That was awesome. It actually went really well.
Yeah.
It was. After we both froze for about 30 seconds, then it was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway,
scary,
we do have a
but...
topic. It was scary. Yeah, so
mm-hmm.
Our topic is, I wrote it down and now I can't find the piece of paper that I wrote it down on. So, Lynn, do you want to say what the topic
sure.
is?
Yeah, we're talking today about negative thought patterns and how they keep us emotionally, physically, and spiritually paralyzed. How can we overcome these toxic energy spirals when we've been down so long it looks like up? Life will kick you in the you-know-what. A lot, and you're going to be down and wondering, like, that feeling, why me? So there you go. I lay it back to you, Toni. Yeah.
Okay, so I was wondering, since Kimberly is our first caller and she's always got some good insight and we have a lot of people on hold, I was thinking that maybe we should let Kimberly in on this because she probably has some good insight for us also, and then we can jump in about the energy.
Absolutely.
The negative energy.
Kimberly's a warrior, and she knows how to work these things. Absolutely. Bring her on.
Okay. Awesome. All right.
Yeah.
Hi, Kimberly. Happy Sunday.
Hi. Happy Sunday.
How are you?
We're putting you to work.
We're putting you to work right away because I don't want to be the host for that long.
Oh, my goodness.
We're trying
to
keep it.
Our topic.
Everyone's.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, we wanted to talk to you about what your thoughts about negative energy and how you, you know, get rid of it or deal with it, if you have any good tricks of the trade, and then we'll all pop in and talk about it and see, and then we'll give you, you know, ask you why you called. Does that sound good?
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. I was going to say first, when I started in my spiritual journey, I found myself being drawn to angels and archangels. And really, I learned spiritual protection techniques through Doreen Virtue, using Archangel Michael, the purple light, and then learning about Saint Germain and the violet fire. I use that, and then the white light, and then Jesus's golden light that I speak that around me. Also. I'm very cognizant of what I'm saying to myself, the mental chatter, and not making friends, but addressing my ego and addressing my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm all over the place, but when it comes to spiritual protection, I think about me and then maybe the entities outside of me I use, and I speak, and I ask for protection from God, but I also ask Archangel Michael and the other archangels for protection as well.
Yeah, I agree. When you were talking about the chatter, the negative chatter, that is one of my biggest things, like you were saying, to overcome was that negative chatter in my brain. And I mean, I could go for days with that until I learned how to, you know, get rid of it. Also, I think that's a big thing for a lot of people, to try to get rid of that and some tools to do that with. But that's amazing. How about Lynn or Jessica?
Yeah, go ahead, Jess.
Yeah, okay. The topic today, it's a loaded topic, you know, nowadays, as we are learning to be, you know, lighter and not carry around so much density. I think it's very relevant to this, you know, to now, especially because we're learning to release a lot And I believe there's several things that tend to keep us stuck in negative energy patterns. Now, when I talk about it as being negative energy, we all have to remember that, you know, we are human living this human experience, and I don't want to go right to demonizing negative emotions, because that's just part of who we are as humans. And I believe it's also part of, it could be spiritual bypassing, which isn't healthy. So what I feel about that is, as far as getting trapped, I feel, in these negative emotions or these negative patterns, I think can definitely stem from a number of things, you know, all the way down to trauma or abuse or whichever. But I think a lot of the things that keeps us stuck in those patterns that we don't realize at times, that I've also had to understand, is when, you know, when there's a certain situation, and I'll just throw out abuse for an example, you know, of course those feelings can feel negative, and that's perfectly okay. But I think in the same age as we're learning to be lighter bodies, we're learning to shed and release a lot of those densities, and feel that what can keep us stuck in those lower densities a lot of the time could be like subconscious. And like, I think for me, I would get stuck in negative patterns of thinking of, you know, past abuse or whichever. And I've noticed a couple things. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be so lengthy, but I think it's really important.
No, it's good.
I think what, you know, things that can keep us stuck is feeling that whatever occurred, you want to be able to control it. You want to be able to fix it. You want to be able to, you know, and if you know, the other person or the abuser is not, if they're not okay with that or they don't want to work on it, I believe that's what can keep people stuck. They want to control it because they're hurt and they're upset. Another thing I think that keeps us stuck is not feeling like we can speak our truth about the incident. And it doesn't matter if it's, you know, being able to speak your truth to the abuser, because sometimes that doesn't happen. But what we can do to help release those dense, you know, negative, repetitive, abusive, and traumatic thoughts is what I've found cathartic and therapeutic is writing a whole letter out. Honestly, writing a whole letter out and presenting it to that person. If they don't want it, then you could read it to them, or even if that's not available, you can read it out loud to the universe, and then maybe burn it after that and let, you know, it go up in flames, and a sort of ritual of releasing. Another thing I found helpful too, because often our abusers or whoever, the ones that have hurt us aren't usually in agreement to this, we can always talk to their higher selves. Always. We can always talk to their higher selves. And their higher selves are not their humanness. They see much more than that, and they're usually always willing to listen. I've found that out as well. So it's truly amazing. And there are things, you know, there's definitely things we can do to learn to release it. And I think where we talk about releasing the negative emotions, and it's not a bad thing. I actually thank a lot of the things that have happened in my life that have taught me the exact opposite, or how to learn from that situation. You kind of have to see it from that perspective to start to move on as well. Also, what I found very important is to remember that we are all human, living these human experiences, and that none of us are perfect, And I mean, we've all hurt people. And when it comes to the time where I want to be forgiven for things I've done, I also have to remember that it's important to forgive others. We forgive others too, so that, you know, we hope that others forgive us. And it's funny because Jesus taught me this like just completely profoundly in 2013. And it was really amazing. And I won't speak about this from any religious sense. I mean, Jesus, my right-hand man, he taught me a lot. So I just wanted to, you know, touch on that topic is, you know, in this topic, touch on just things that could hold us in that place or prevent us from moving forward. We don't want to be stuck in those situations, process through them and honor them. But, yes, it becomes toxic to us, mind, body, and spirit, when we hold on to it and we can't release it or feel like we're not able to.
So. Yeah, I agree. My friend does what you do. She writes the email. She emails the person, and she writes a whole big – I mean, I've gotten one of them from her, you know, but it's fine because I agree with you 100%. I read it, and I didn't even realize that I was doing that. You know what I mean? Well, I think it's a good way of being vocal and helping – you know, somebody that you might be hurting them and you don't even know that you're giving them, that you're giving off negative energy. So I think that's amazing that you brought that up. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah.
Thank you. Very cool. Lynn?
Yeah. Well, I have to say, while you were talking, Jessica, the flashlight was going bonkers. So it's either Jaden or Ryan or both of them, but it was quite amazing. Actually, Kimberly gets a lot of activity from this little light, too, when her energy is around. So it's kind of neat.
That's amazing. And I kind of have a feeling that it's Jaden because being in the current situation that I'm in, I've been talking to him a lot about this, believe it or not, and I didn't even know it was our topic today. So I think that's a validation that, yeah, Mom, you're right on point. I mean, you're learning, you're getting it. You know what I mean? It's just confirmation, and it's beautiful.
Absolutely,
I was going to say that you're lucky you have Jaden. So he's definitely coming through because when you were talking, I was feeling the same thing. Thank God Jaden's there. You know what I mean? I felt
that. Yeah. He's just amazing. He's like everyone's little right-hand man. I mean, he's awesome.
Great soul for sure. Yeah. Well, I'm going to go quickly through the notes I've been making over this topic. So, I'm going to go in order. So we are often harder on ourselves. Like the voice in our head is often harder on us. If you wouldn't, I'm getting a huge response from the flashlight there. So you wouldn't talk to another person the way we talk to ourselves, you know? So we got to cut that out. And, you know, you got to have love. I think it's Ryan, Jessica, and Jaden as well, but I'm feeling Ryan energy.
Mm-hmm. They're all playing around now today.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, Ryan is an engineer, and I think Jaden probably has a lot of that kind of talent, too. So they're messing around with my flashlight. You wouldn't talk to others like that. And when you have these feelings, don't fight them, because resistance is futile. It just makes everything worse. So observe your feelings instead. Who said that? I think it might have been Kimberly or one of you guys that said that, but you observe your feelings. Right. And ask them what they want. Yeah. What are they asking for? What is it they want? And fear. And so living in fear. So fear makes you weak. Right. It's not a problem having the fear. It's what you do with it that counts. Right. So don't stay in fear there. You know, and you'll notice that you are just by addictive behaviors start to happen. Like we might overeat. I know that when I don't handle my feelings well, I can't get away from potato chips. I want that salt, right? Yeah. And that's one big sign for me. It's like, stop doing that. You know, it's like do the work, right? But you know what? I forgive myself for that because I know that in a physical sense, salt is actually good for depression. I'm not saying eat it all the time in great quantities, but a little bit of salt when you're feeling low is probably not the worst thing. Love and fear is a binary code. You're coming from love or you're coming from fear, and it really is a choice. And they talked about triggers, the victim, being in a victim mode, like, why is this happening to me? And I don't know if this is rude or not, but I remember this joke where a guy is going, why, God, why are you doing this to me? His voice comes from the heavens, because you piss me off. And I'm sorry if that offends anyone, because it's
awesome.
Yeah, just the cartoon I saw, and I thought that was really
very
funny.
True.
You know, yeah, don't take it personally if you're going through bad times. It isn't a punishment. It isn't like you. Everybody goes through stuff. Every single person on the planet. Don't you agree? Like, I mean, it's all different, but it's all a challenge, you know, things we have to get through. There's two more things I have here. Forgiveness is not endorsement. Forgiveness is like just releasing the anger and the fear and the dark shadows that come with holding on to anger. Forgiveness is not endorsement. Just remind yourself that it's not okay, but what happened happened. You can't unring those bells, right? So you might as well work the energy in a way that is a positive energy that you're bringing back to yourself. It really is about vibration and frequency. Einstein's on our link this week on the slideshow. So just have quick peek at that. Yeah. And there's been a few people that I've worked with in the past, and they tell me they want to die from the pain they're in. And I will say, it's not death you're seeking, it's release from the pain. And it feels like ending it would be the answer, but it's never the answer. It's a permanent solution to a temporary problem always. So, maybe at the end of the show, if anyone's feeling like deeply rough, are going to find I think the suicide hotline is now like 3 digits. It's changed to be a very quick. So we'll find that and we'll post it at the end of the show. Anyway, that's my 5 cents.
And know, when we need you, we don't want you to leave. We still need you with us because there's a lot of work to be done and we need help. So we can't have you go away. That's the way I feel. It's like, please don't leave. You know, don't leave yet. We need you and we can, you know, all work together.
Absolutely.
We can help and you can help us. Yeah,
there's always a helper. You could just look for the helpers. And And hey, you know, this team is here. You can find us on Facebook. We're ready to reach out. There you go. That's
okay. That was awesome. Thanks, you guys. So, Kimberly, back to you, my dear.
Hey.
How are you doing this week?
I'm feeling much better. I've had a conversation about, I forgot who spoke after me, but when she was talking about, you know, sometimes you have reactions to trauma and you have certain patterns of how you're growing up and how you respond to what happened to you. And I have been dealing with impatience, so I'm learning to accept. Learning how to trust God and release and let go, because control is linked to fear. So either I'm coming from fear or love. So in order for me to trust, I have to stay in love and understand that God has my back. So I'm better. So I've been going through that process because things didn't work out like I thought they were going to work out. And I found myself wanting to be upset with myself and God, but I that wasn't helping me. So I turned on the switch and say, just accept and let go and listen. Now that's been my journey for the past.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you have a question? That's great. Did you have a question for us today?
Well, I really wanted just messages from Spirit. What Spirit is saying.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anybody want to go first or have any messages for Kimberly?
I want to just, Elizabeth in the chat room is hearing 811, yeah. So I'm just looking that up. So hang on a sec.
Okay.
You're right there.
I don't know why I can't find her. Oh, there she is. I didn't have her in there. Okay. 811. So, Kimberly,
oh,
I
wow.
pull a card for you.
Uh-huh.
And it was the card, I have these new cards. They're really cool. It's just like a one card deal in it. And it just gives you inspiration. I want it said healed shadow, which is kind of exactly what you're doing. Intention, my shadow is no longer denied, but is rather fully acknowledged and integrated into my life. Half of the whole of my beauty. I integrate my shadow and see the gifts that dwell within, bringing them gently and internationally into my heart and my work in the world.
Absolutely.
So you're just you're a teacher too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jessica?
Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. You're welcome.
Yes.
Wow.
Hi, Kimberly. This is Jessica.
Hi.
I pulled two cards for you, and what they represent to me is, and I'm almost positive I pulled these cards for you another time, which also indicates to me that you're in line, you're right where you need to be, and to continue to focus on these things. These two cards are partnership, friendship, and community, and spiritual ancestors. So it's telling me to continue working with like-minded individuals that you can resonate with, because you really need that friendship, that community right now. And I remember I'd gotten this for you before, could have been weeks back, but what this is indicating to me is that you are still on the right path. You're right where you're supposed to be, and to continue to focus on building, you know, relationships of like-minded friends and community. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Lynn?
Yeah, sorry. I'm doing a little research here.
Sure.
Elizabeth mentioned 811, and she says that's the number for the suicide hotline.
Yeah.
But I'm also seeing 988, so I'm not sure. Weird.
Is 988 in Canada, maybe, or no?
Could be. Like, that's the same. We have different stuff up here from there.
Yeah.
But yeah. However, I'm going to just very quickly look up an animal that comes in for Kimberly. And I think it's actually, I'm not sure if, I can't walk and chew gum. Somebody hum a song while I do this. Okay. Okay.
So
the animal...
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Who?
You.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I'm seeing like a marten, which is like a relation to a wolverine or a fisher. It's in the weasel family. And so I've just pulled it up what it is. Want logic to rule instead of your heart? Are you looking to get to know someone better? The marten as a power animal helps you. Marten teaches you how to keep your emotions in check while you take time to sense out the motives of someone who is puzzling to you. Delve deeply into marten symbolism. And so I'm going to... Oh, okay. I'll find you the link here, Kimberly, because I know where to message you. But it's communication. So the marten talks about communication. I would think if you have, you got to have, it looks like you have to find the source of something that's happening in your life, dig out the source, sniff and smell things out. It's a perplexing situation that you're going through, and it says to get more information before deciding anything. Expand your awareness and dig deep. Yeah, and the Martin is also a sign of peace and joy settling into your life. You're feeling more comfortable about yourself, and it says to embrace your happiness. The Martin spirit animal has close ties with tree wisdom and magic. So like the Martin, trees have the language that's all their own. So consider pondering the meanings and symbols of trees and their energetic signatures. Your Martin will be a fantastic teacher. That's they're a cute little animal. M-A-R-T-E-N is with the Martin, and they're quite lovely little animals. They look like ferocious little bears. They're cute.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So are you in a new relationship, Kimberly? Because I got another card that said that you were pursuing or looking into a new relationship with somebody. I got the same thing, kind of.
Yeah, definitely looking, because I know I'm ready now, and I know it has to be organic. But, yeah, definitely looking.
Good. Well, it seems like this time might be the right time then, because of the work that you've been doing. So I feel it's a good time for you.
Wow. Okay. That's a good point, Tony. The card, like I was telling her, was about relationships and partnerships and community. Wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
Kimberly, thanks for always helping us out. And are you going to stick around for a little while? Or? Yeah.
No, I'm going to stay around for a little while. I'm going to keep listening. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Kimberly. Take care. Okay, so we're going to go to our next caller. And 310. Caller 310.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
How are you?
Good.
This is Vince.
Oh, Vince or Vance? I can't remember. Vince.
Vince. Vince from New York.
Yeah, how are you, Vince? Yeah.
Good. How are you?
Good. So
I'm calling
the
because,
negativity. Go ahead.
I'm calling because I started a new job last week, and right now I'm in training, so it's really boring because doing a lot of standing around, not doing much of anything. But I'm going to hang in there because it is good money, and once I get trained in, I'm going to be able to go on my own. But I'm trying to get on the production side. But in the meantime, I am still looking until I know that I'm going to be settled and stay with this job, see how it goes. And I did apply for a couple of jobs, so I'm just wondering if those jobs are going to work out or if I'm going to move on to something else.
So I have a new pendulum that's amazing. I'm sitting here with it, and anybody that asks a question, I let it go, and it's got a lot of energy, and it starts shaking. So the energy I've gotten from the pendulum that you just asked the question is yes, that this job is to be patient, and that, I mean, it's not a crystal ball. I don't know for sure, but it's saying yes. So I'm thinking that if you give it some time, since you're just in training, didn't we talk to you about this before? You didn't want to take this job because you thought there was something better, but you took it because of the money.
That was a different job. I left that job. It was a horrible job with horrible working conditions.
Yeah, but you found, and we told you just to go there until you found a new one, right? So this is the new one that you found.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the card that I drew and the pendulum, it says that they see a future, that you're healing and prosperity. So I think as long as you put in everything that you have and be patient, I think you're in the right place. You know, that's the message I'm getting from Spirit. So.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm still waiting for unemployment to come through too. And they haven't made any decisions, so I haven't heard anything yet. And it's 9 weeks now, going into the 10th. So
are you bugging them?
I've only called them once so far. So I was thinking about calling in this week, like tomorrow, and seeing where I'm at with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
you have a right to call and ask for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Jessica or Lynn?
I'm here. Hi, Vince. what I not picking up anything about the job, about the unemployment. I got a yes on that. But you have to be persistent. You have to, you know, be a little more proactive with it. And
okay.
There's a possibility you will see some unemployment there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree with Jessica.
Right.
Yeah. It's like you have to, they have like millions of cases, and I feel you have to, like, bugging them to make sure yours is on top for some reason. I got the same thing that he says. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Lynn?
Okay. Yeah. I just pulled the Knight of Wands for you, and it's reversed. So I'm just looking that up. Again, on my very slow computer, I think we hit the thing with a Stone Age club. It's so old. Knight of Wands reversed. Okay. Okay. So frustration and delays. There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. So when you may feel angry that you're not getting anywhere. Here we go. And it talks about a buildup of energy events. So I think that you probably want to do some kind of physical activity while you're waiting, because just be careful you don't, you know, store those anxious feelings. Do something proactive with them. So passion project, haste, scattered energy, delays and depression it talks about. And I know, like, it's hard not to feel frustrated. Because you've got no control, you've got no power here. So that's where I think you want to tap into your personal power. Now, okay, you've been doing everything to move this project forward. You have no intention of turning it into a raging success. It's simply for you to enjoy and channel your energy into. You are experiencing a considerable buildup of energy, but you're unsure of how to channel it effectively. It's a restlessness. Okay, yeah. So just when you get a chance, look up the Knight of Wands reversed to get some info on that. But I also got Vincent, all is well. I just wrote that simple little phrase down for you. And also, patience is a power that you can develop. Is it a tool? And use it well, because, you know, tools can be misused or they can be used well. So use your power as a tool and work on understanding that, you know, stay in the present moment. And it's the anxiety comes from the future, worrying about the future and trying to be in the future before it's happened yet. So I do think you're going to be okay, Vince. I think we all got that feeling. So try not to worry. Try to divert that energy into something, like, even if you're, you know, I don't know if you're an artist or a builder or inclined to any creative activities, but, you know, this might be a good time. No? Well, you never know. Give her a try.
Well,
try some sculpting.
Here's the funny thing. As far as the artistic stuff, I'm going to be starting writing a couple more books and hopefully turn into some scripts, because I've got the one done and I'm still trying to sell it.
Good.
And as far as the other thing is, like, I used to love building things with wood. Like, I would go buy a big, huge thing of wood from Home Depot or something, and then I would build something that I'd want, and I've made a couple of things, mostly amateuristic, but they turned out pretty good. But I can't do that where I live, because we can't do any sawing or cutting or anything like that here at all, where we live right now. And so those are the things. And then the thing about energy and everything, how I use it, I've been wanting to go back to the gym and work out, but with this new job that I got, every penny that I'm making in the next couple of weeks has to go to get caught up with some bills and everything that I need to do, because I've been out of work for so long. And, hey, waiting to hear from unemployment, and then I've I've had to use up a lot of my savings just to get by with groceries and everything. So it's been really frustrating. But once I get caught up and then if unemployment does come through for the back pay that they owe me, then I'll be okay. I'll be able to move forward with other things. And then in November, see, the new job that I have is about a 2.5 hour drive from where I live. So I don't go back and forth every day. I go up there and I stay up there because I'm on like 3 days on, 3 days off type of thing. But in November, last November I was fired from a job. I was working as a temp and I got blamed for something I didn't do. They told me that I can come back in after a year and I should be eligible for rehire. So in November, I'm going to go back to the company and see if they will take me back. But at the same time, too, there's something else I was going to say. Yeah, so I'm hoping for them to take me back. But I also applied for another job that I really, really want in Pittsburgh, PA. It's the same company that I got fired from. They make the same thing, but it's a different company. But they're competitors. I just applied for it on Friday. It pays extremely well. It's 3 days on, 3 days off, and I'm hoping I get it. The company just opened up about maybe 3 or 4 years ago. I'm hoping to get it. I'm hoping to hear from them this week, and I'm hoping to get it. You know, so that's called Ball Corporation, and I'm hoping to get this job. So I've got a couple of things going on.
Good. So Elizabeth also said that she senses a time of sorrow in your voice. I pulled the Four of Hearts. The mermaid has lost her hope, which seems lost will be regained 1,000 times over as you reconstruct and discover a new foundation of faith and hope in yourself and life. Allow yourself the time to feel these emotions. Honor your process of introspection with faith and hope. A new revelation will gently come forward to heal your broken heart. Becoming one with your feelings is a crucial step on the path of life. So you need to give yourself a little bit of a break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, you're right. Because I've been down on myself for so much and for so long.
We were talking about negativity and maybe what came to my mind was to use Jessica's technique for yourself. You know, write yourself a letter of all the things that you're mad about yourself or the negative and maybe burn it and you know, do a little thing like that. But that's what came to my mind is some things that she was talking about that maybe you could practice a little and it would help.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Now, hi, Vince. I'm going to jump in real quick. I had pulled the card for you. Are you feeling a little bit in despair?
Let's just put it this way. I'm not the kind of person that would go out and, you know, commit suicide or anything like that. But at the same time, I'm at the point in my life that, like, if I'm walking down the street, for example, and someone points a gun at me and say, either give me your money or I'm going to blow your brains out, I'll say, you know what? Take the best shot, blow my brains out, because I really don't care one way or another if I exist or not at this point. And that's just the way I'm feeling.
Because, you know, the card makes sense. And the card that slipped out for you actually upside down, like it just flipped out of the deck, and it says despair.
Yeah.
And the card also is about despondency, desperation, torment, or apprehension.
Well, I just feel that no matter how hard I work at something, no matter how hard I try, something always happens that really screws me up, and I end up with a huge disappointment and loss. You know, like, for example, working 3 years at Pepsi, And I did everything there, running all the machines. I would come in on holidays. I was working double shifts 7 days a week. And then I got written up a couple of times for something I didn't do. And the last step was when they fired me for something that I didn't do. And the union refused to step in and defend me in any way. And I'm thinking, like, what did I pay the union for all these years? You know, so it's just stuff like that. You know, no matter how hard I work at something, like this job that I was telling you about that I was fired from as a temp last November, through the whole 5 months that I was there, my boss kept telling me what a great worker I am. Everyone likes me, how hard I work and how hard, you know, I step in to help everybody. I don't cause trouble. I'm always on time, never leave early, never take any time off. And then all of a sudden, someone goes to him and says, oh, this guy entered the machine without locking it out first, which I didn't do. And then they call me and says, oh, we believe the other guy, so you're fired, even after I told him that I would sign an affidavit and we're going to take a lie detector test to prove my innocence.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's like how hard I work at something, it always backfires on me. And I don't know why.
They made a huge mistake, Vince, and we know that. I think we told you that before.
Yeah.
It wasn't your fault. I mean, that you can't keep that, like Jessica was saying, you know, that's, you do sound like you're in despair for sure. And you can't let them, you know, basically ruin your day is what I'm saying. But I think, you know, in November, like you said, when you go, I think we told you this before too, that to go ahead and apply again in November, because we feel that, or the spirit says that you would probably get your job back. And even if you don't get your job back, you'd have the satisfaction of, you know, telling him to F off if you wanted to. But So, I mean, you sound like a great person, you know, and you're very smart. We can tell that every time you call in. And, you know, we can feel your despair, but we don't want you to continue on that road. You know, anything we can do to help you to change that. I mean, that's a long time to drive 2 hours every day, but
But you know, the thing is, it's good money, and I've got to make the effort to stay afloat, and you know, to keep a roof over my head, and being able not to lose my car, and it's like, it's just been a big struggle my whole life, you know, and it's got a lot to do with my upbringing. It's got a lot to do with that brainwashing from the Catholic churches. It's got a lot to do with just the whole thing. And my father being a drunk all his life until he committed suicide. And then, you know, and then to this day, I still I have two siblings left. My brother's a year older than me. My sister is 2 years younger than me. And I won't talk to either one of them because of the crap that they've pulled over the years. You know, and it even took me 20 years to communicate with my mother, because my mother chose church over me. So, you know, it was really difficult. And she still thinks the church is the greatest thing on the planet. You know, she still thinks the Catholic religion is the greatest thing, and it's the only good thing. You know, and no matter how hard I tried in the past to talk to her about the crap that I went through, she still doesn't think that the priest did anything wrong. People who still feel that way, that there's no way a priest could attack little children physically, mentally, or sexually. They don't see anything wrong with what the churches are doing. And, you know, so it's really screwed me up. And then my father, when he was a really great guy with a great heart, but as soon as he got alcohol in the system, that was the end. He became an angry drunk. He would pick fights with all kinds of people. He got into a fight. He beat up. I remember him beating up. He beat up four cops in one night and took seven of them to finally handcuff him and take him away. And just before he was supposed to go to court and, you know, all that stuff on it, he ended up committing suicide because he didn't want to face the issues about possibly jail time, you know? So it was a lot for a 12-year-old kid to handle.
There are some books out there, too. Do you like to read? Because you like to write, so I'm assuming that you like to read.
Yeah,
Lynn, you usually have some positive books that you think
yeah,
about
I have
it.
Actually one that I would love it if you'd take some time to read. It's Wayne Dyer's Your Erroneous Zones. I think that's a really great place to start for you, Vince. And I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but I honestly get the feeling that you are believing things are not going to turn out for you. And it's like, that's manifesting, right? So do some, it's okay, hon. We've all been there.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, we've all found ways to like use that energy. And I know despair really sucks. There's just no other way to put it. And, you know, and you're thinking the worst, but it's absolutely essential that you don't keep naming the problems, because what you're doing is saying to the universe, more of this, please. Right. So even if you feel like you're faking it at first, start manifesting by, you know, affirming. And you don't have to get like all goofy and, you know, new age weird stuff. You can just say, I am, there's that prosperity prayer that I posted on our site on Facebook. That's a good one. Have a look. I'll repost it or I'll bump it up so you can see it on the Enter the Light Facebook page. But you must start speaking, that voice that's speaking to you, that inner voice, that's you. Start making that positive talk. Right, rather than negative talk, because, you know, the universe is pretty neutral and it's going to give you whatever the heck you choose to manifest. And if you're saying, oh, my, you know, this isn't, and all those people that messed with you, forget about them. That's where the forgiveness comes in, you know, forgive them. And as we said earlier, forgiveness is not endorsement. It doesn't make what they did okay, but it makes it not attached to you anymore. I think that was Jessica talking about the density of this kind of energy, and it's freaking heavy. Yeah. So lighten up, bud, because you can, and you will be amazed at the difference, you know, and the right people are going to find you, because I get such a feeling that you're a star and you're just getting the, you know, what pounded out of you by twits who don't see your value. So I would just like forget about them. You know, they're not worth your energy. You decide. And make sure you seek out employers that value you, not the ding dongs that have no. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Who am I? Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. Well, I just wasn't sure. I just wanted to read this to Vince, the card of despair that I had for you. I just wanted to read. It's short, but I think you need to hear it. It says, whether you call it a bad mood, a bad day, or even a bad life, a feeling of complete desolation and despair has you in its grip. All seems bleak. This isn't to suggest that your feelings of hopelessness are without cause. Genuinely difficult situations may be causing true anxiety, but it's more likely that your fears are exaggerating things way out of proportion at times. Fortunately, your nature spirits are on hand, luring you out of your inner depths of despair and rerouting your attention back to nature. They urge you to stop dwelling on problems just for the time being, to go outside, breathe the air, smell the grass, take a walk, notice the wind on your face, come back to earth and come back to the moment, back to the beauty and bounty of your divine mother and what she offers you. If you're feeling trapped in an emotional maze of fear and drama, your only moment and return to the next your only way back is to balance, and clarity is to get grounded in the moment and return to the natural world. Your nature spirit, lead you to Mother Earth, as she will calm and comfort your soul. The message for you is get to nature. So
awesome.
True.
Okay.
I think too, because you were talking earlier about forgiveness in it. And I think one of the hardest things for me is to forgive, because there's an old saying that the worst betrayal is a betrayal from someone that's very close to you. Could be your best friend, could be your family member that's supposed to love and care for with you and for you and everything. So the worst betrayal when it happens comes from someone close to you. I expect it from my enemies, but I don't expect it from people who say, hey, I love you, I've got your back and everything.
But you know what, Ben, sometimes they don't even know that they're betraying you.
Yeah.
I found that, you know, especially with family, sometimes they don't even know. That's why I think Jessica's thing about the letter is so important, you know, to maybe write that personal letter, because I, like I said with my friend, I didn't even realize, you know, and it was just about a phone call, but I didn't even realize how much she hung there, you know, that wanted me to call her. And I didn't know that, and I was selfishly didn't follow through. And so sometimes people don't, they have to be told, you know.
Yeah. Well, I've been wanting to get a hold of Quentin Tarantino because, I've got that book that I wrote, not Quentin, but I can't remember who, I got to look up who did Casino and The Goodfellas, because I want to get a hold of them and tell them, hey, look, I got something similar, and I would like to look at it and see what you think. And then just yesterday I heard that Alec Baldwin has been fired from a lot of jobs because of that shooting that happened on his new movie set a few months back. And I wanted to reach out to him and tell him how my heart goes out to him, because I know what it feels like when you accidental happens that you inflict permanent pain on somebody, you know, even though it wasn't your fault.
His wife is on Instagram constantly.
My heart just really goes out then, because it's not his fault this tragedy happened, and yet he is taking it personally because he was the one to pull the trigger. And it's really sad.
It is.
So,
wear on his face, for sure.
Be kind to yourself, Vince, okay? That's where it starts. And I'll post that book. I'll post the Wayne Dyer book, Your Erroneous Zones, on our on our Facebook page, okay?
And then,
And
then let us know this week on Facebook if you need to reach out to us, for sure. Okay?
Yeah, we're there.
Okay, we'll do. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Take care. All right.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye. Okay, our next caller is 646. Hi, this is Tony. Who are we talking to?
Hi, my name is Carla. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Carla.
Hi. So I am having a bit of an issue with a daughter, and it seems that she's harboring a lot of resentment, and it all seems to be coming out now, and I'm wondering whether that's affecting, like, if she's trying to get back at me by choosing to date someone who is really quite different, but different from her in terms of economic background, educational background, and I'm just wondering whether that's her way of this is a different daughter now, though.
Daughter.
I don't know what's happening with my other one. I don't know. She hasn't come to me yet. Yeah, this is Lisa. So, daughter issues. So this one, I'm just really not sure what's happening. The girls are very bright, intelligent, degrees, educated, professional, and this particular daughter I'm talking about is seeing someone who's not as educated as her, and I'm just a little baffled by it, because she had said she really wanted, after she broke up with her prior boyfriend a few years back, she said, I need someone more mature, and this guy is not as mature as her, and I'm just wondering what's going on. What do you see around this, I'm at a point where I cannot tell them what to do. Obviously, they're adults. They do not want to hear my input, and I don't want to give it, you know, if it's not requested. But obviously, there's concern. So, yeah.
Oh, I can hear the concern. Lynn or Jessica, did you want to? I'm still working on this.
Yes, go ahead. Just immediately, like I'm just getting this in. It's just coming in. And what I'm getting is, trust me, I'm a mother of adult children as well. And I'm hearing that, as hard as it is, I'm hearing that you kind of have to just let go of the reins when it comes to that, that she's kind of going through this. She's going to figure out this portion on her own. In your light, anything that you say, I think could potentially, you know, make it worse or make her slow up the process in a way. I think right now it's just best to kind of back away, let her come to you. God, and that's hard. I know. And allow her that space and time to work this out. And she will. I believe she will.
Yeah.
That's what I'm.
Sorry.
I had to say all that real quick.
That was great. No, that's good, Jessica, because I got almost the same thing. So on my pendulum, I got no, that she's not doing it on purpose. Right now, she honestly thinks that she's in love with this guy, but it's not. I think it's lust. And I think, like what Jessica was saying, you know how when we interfere, because my daughters do the opposite of whatever I say, even now in their 40s, they're deciding that they're going to listen to me, but it still takes a couple of days. But she is going to come to you. It does. It takes a couple of days for them to realize. But she is going to come to you. Yeah, she is. She's not going to stay with him. I think it's a short-lived situation is what. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball, but what I'm getting is what she said, what Jessica said. So.
Okay.
No, just be there. But when she gets there with positive stuff and big arms to hug her.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Shall I go ahead?
Yeah.
Okay. This person that your daughter's seeing, I wrote down rough around the edges.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that describe them? Like they're just, it's a terrible thing. It sounds so judgy, but it's like they have sort of a low class energy about them.
Yes.
I hate talking about that.
I get it. I understand what you're saying. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So it's probably setting your teeth on edge and feeling like you just, your fist must be balling up or even open hand and you just want to go smack, smack, smack. You know what I mean? And you can't.
Yeah, no, it's true. Yes, go ahead. Yes.
In your fantasies, you're totally allowed to feel that way. It's not the feelings you get, it's how you act on them. And you'd never hit anyone, but the thing is you probably feel like it.
No, I wouldn't.
wakey. What significance does weaving have for you?
Weaving?
Mm-hmm.
Weaving. Nothing from the top of my head.
Well, I looked it up as a dream symbol because I didn't know if there's something connected to weaving that is for you. But it says, weaving is taken to symbolize life itself and the way in which we run our lives. Most cultures contain images which our fate is being woven in a pattern. So I think there's a metaphor going on here where, you know, your actions – you're in a challenging situation right now, and don't worry if you're feeling icky feelings, you know, you can have those feelings, they will pass, and then your higher self will prevail, for sure, and you'll be fine. But I wrote down a few things after rough around the edges, don't take it personally. And I think both Tony and Jessica said that. Have a look at the book, The Four Agreements, if you can.
Okay.
It's available on PDF drive if you don't mind reading it in electronic form. And are you able to pull back your energy from the situation? This is funny because I'm thinking maybe you should take up weaving while this is going on, and you go, oh my gosh, I'm really good at this, something like that. But I'll take it as a symbol, and you know that you are actually weaving your future with your current responses. So, and the thing is, there's nothing that we could tell you that you don't already know. You know what I mean?
I know. I was just looking for some intuitive insight whether you think this will pass, because, I really don't know.
Oh, it's totally
going to
pass.
Okay. Good.
I totally had a feeling like just, let this, the least amount of interference from you will make it happen faster.
Right.
I had to laugh when Tony was, I remember my partner saying about his son was 15 at the time, and he said, he doesn't want to take my advice. And he was absolutely puzzled by this. And I'm like, it's the nature
That's
of the
normal.
Beast. It really is. No, you're going to be fine, Carla. But maybe, find a little a creative distraction, whatever you are. Maybe
you
make cakes.
I do. finally, after a long, long time, I'm actually passionate about a project that I'm working on. So it's just that this particular child hasn't been talking to me for, a few weeks, and which is not like her. She normally likes to talk to me. And it was because of, the last conversation we had. And just a very innocent thing I said as a mother, but she took it to heart.
Right.
And now I'm getting all of this resentment that, and allegations that, which make me sound like, I've been a bad mother, but I know I haven't. I've done the best I could. I know I'm not taking it personally. I just think this is
good.
She's just venting and angry and at her, probably her situation. I don't know what she's going through, but I think she's limiting her options and, just her free time. She's a very busy, successful person, but in her free time, you just gravitate towards this one group. And how are you going to really meet people that are on your more, I don't know. Like you said, it's a delicate thing.
Yeah.
You don't want to put somebody on her intellectual level, someone more mature, someone I feel like where there could be a better fit, not just for her, but for the broader family, where if you're going to bring him home, there should be some sort of harmony. And she knows what, bringing the guy that she's seeing right now is not going to bring harmony. It's not going to.
Right.
And she knows that. She's smart enough to know that this is not a guy that mom and dad would be jumping up
maybe
and down for.
Maybe she's getting stressed out at work or something, and this is just an easy, fun way of expressing herself that nobody –
if that was the case, I just thought then she would really be advertising it to us. Like, okay, this is just something on the side, whereas, she's just – sort of getting her energy out, but the fact that she's telling us about it makes me think that either she's wanting to agitate us or, just ruffling the feathers a bit to see our reaction because she's, or it's a combination. I don't know. But
sometimes, and I don't want to bring it up, but, and because you're her mother, but, and I don't want to talk about sex on here, but sometimes, you get caught up in the moment.
Yes.
And you think, oh, this is the way I'm feeling about her, that, oh, I'm totally in love with this guy, but then it, a couple of weeks go past and it's not worth it. You know what I'm
it's
saying?
It's not worth it. No, I get, and I felt that too. I said, this is
good.
Whatever excitement she's feeling right now, it can't last because they're just two different people.
Yeah.
Their upbringing is different. Their values are different. And I think it's going to sink in, and hopefully sooner rather than later. But with the other one, when I had called in, I think it was last month, the other one where I felt like this person, my daughter was with a person that was emotionally unstable. I don't know. I'm guessing intuitively that she's cut ties. We haven't heard anything as of yet. I'm hoping. And she hasn't come to me yet. You gals had said that she will ultimately come and talk to me about it and maybe even thank me for sort of you know, I don't know, voicing my opinion so that it, you know, she thought about it and reflected and thought maybe I was right. But yeah, I don't know. I'm waiting for her to come back to me too. So I'm in a state where I, you know, I'm sort of barred from giving my opinion, but you know, it's not easy, but
it's
you gotta do what you have to do. You have to sit, you have
I
to
know.
Just tight-lipped. You have to.
Yeah,
let it, let them
I know. It's
it
either
out.
That or, you know, I always say it's either, you know, especially when they were younger, probably your daughter's age, I was like, well, do I want to, you know, do I want to cut ties with them because and open my mouth, or do I just want to shut my mouth and shake my head and cry in my pillow every night until this is over? And that's what I did.
Yeah. I guess you got to do that and just let them figure it out. And it's hard because, you know, you just know intuitively the wisdom, you know, the life experience we've had. And we know that this is not the right path they're on, but they have to figure that out. And so, but it's, I'm just keeping the faith and hoping that, you know, they will come to me eventually and thank me.
Yes, they will. They do. They have to get a little older and then they'll thank you. Like my daughter the other day, I know I'm going on with you too, but this just, I can relate to you so well. But her house flooded, torrential rains that we've been having in Utah, and her house flooded. Mm-hmm. And I went over there and helped her the next day, and that's why we didn't have the show last week. But she looked at, there was a whole bunch of people in the room, and she said, when this happened to me, all I could think of was, I wanted my mommy. And at that point, those years had washed up. Yeah, I just felt like crying. I'm like, oh, so they do need their mommy. You know what I mean?
I think they do. How could you just like wash out, wipe away all of the years of love and affection and guidance and support based on, you know, a couple of squabbles or, I don't know.
Right. So they need their mom. So
they do. You're right. Well, thanks for the support. I'm still waiting for the older one to come back to me. And I do think intuitively, like she's figured it out that this is probably not going to go in the right direction if she pursues it. And I'm hoping the other one thinks the same thing too. It's just, all right, I will go and
continue Carla.
With my work and hope for the best. Thank you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, let us know. You have a great week. Yeah. Okay, hon.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Love you, Carla.
Yeah, she has such a great energy. Okay. 631.
Oh, hi. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Suzanne, and I just want to see what you see with jobs, love life, anything. I'm subbing, and I really need a full-time teacher or a job. I'm going to be subbing in two different school districts, and I put in for another one this week, and I should hear if they want to interview me. I don't know if they are. Do you see anything?
Well, on my pendulum, and it's not a crystal ball, so I get a yes on my new electric pendulum here. It's definitely rocking back and forth to a yes that you're going to hear from them. Lynn, did you have anything? I haven't looked at a card yet.
Real quick, I actually got the same.
Jessica, yeah.
Again, yeah. That it is a strong possibility.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, do you think I'm going to have to get a – when do you see get a call in the beginning of the week? School starts soon, and am I going to have to sub, or will I get a teacher aid job permanent with any of these school districts?
I don't know. I don't know that, but I did get a yes, and so did Jessica, so I'm not sure. I think it's what you want. So if it's the sub – the teacher aid job, I think, you know, like I said, I don't have a crystal ball, but I think it's a yes. That's just what my guides were telling me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, can I get the interview and then get the job?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's all right. The prediction we're looking at. This is Lynn. I'm getting make sure you rattle their cage.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? I feel like there's a job that's just there for you and you are in demand for it. But I just make sure you're, without being rude, you know, you can make a little noise
I kind of did. I was calling them last week and the week before, and they just said if we're going to interview, they'll call this week coming up, this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday kind of thing. So, you know, I just talked to them Friday, so, you know.
Yeah. Well, you've got some pretty positive feeling from Tony and Jessica. So I think, you can certainly co-create your own situation just with a little being not, you know, not, don't be a jerk or anything, but just sort of make sure they know you're there, because it feels like your talent just needs to be used. You've got talent in this field. So,
do you think any of the school districts that I'm going to be subbing in starting September 1st or 6th are going to call for a teacher aid job this week to interview?
I also wanted to add just real quick that, as Lynn said, you are co-creating right now. So make sure, just as we're talking about this, make sure you stay very open to the possibility and receptive to it. Don't let doubt or fear of not getting, or, you know, loosen the grip just a little bit and allow it to flow more freely, because I feel like you're kind of holding on too tight.
It doesn't have to be specific school. It could be any of the three, but school starts soon. That's why.
Right. Just allow it to flow. Allow it to flow. You're creating the outcome up until it happens, just by thought and just by it. That's the power of manifestation as well.
I'm going to be working as a teacher aide by September 6th or September 1st.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen. I claim it.
Yeah, claim it.
Okay.
Because, I'm getting very positive.
Yeah.
It's like Jessica did from it, but it also, so I picked the Archangel Michael for you, and it says his higher message for you is about self-reliance. Call on him to boost your resolution and take action with integrity. Hold on to your own sword of truth and step forward on your ascension, which that's crazy because we're going to talk about that, ascension path with resolution and valor. So like Jessica said, you know, with class and valor and you know, you got your sword down and make them, you know, look at you. I'm here. So I think you're doing a good job of that.
I mean, I called the other school last week. I don't want to be like, you know, every minute, you know.
It looks to me like, I mean, and this is just from what I hear around, because I live in Utah and still school is still starting everywhere. They're still all, you know, they haven't recovered. I don't know where you live, but they still haven't recovered.
I've been working as a teacher aide or a sub and stuff for 2 years now with only 2 months off, even with just COVID. Yeah.
They're just crazy still, and they're still trying to figure it out. But I think this is going to be a good year for the school system and people coming back. So they need you. I mean, it's all over the news. So they would be, they would be dumb not to take you because you're willing and wanting to teach children. I can feel that. So I think that's going to come through for you.
Oh, great. I'm going to pray that I hear tomorrow about some interviews for this week.
Good.
Beautiful.
Good.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Susan. Okay. Take care. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Susan, so moving right along. Are we good?
Yeah.
We've got two more callers. I've got 914. Hi, 914.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Who am I talking to?
My name is Christine.
Christine.
Nice.
Hi, Christine. How are you today?
Hi. I'm okay. Thank you for asking.
Good. Yeah. How can we help,
I was just wondering.
You?
Yeah, I was just wondering also about career. I'm not working right now, and I'm just looking for any sign of what I should be doing for money coming up and how soon it could possibly be coming up, if you could pick up anything.
Okay.
Yeah. So we've lost Jessica, right? She went off to get her trailer wired, so that's cool. Is Marianne? Oh, Marianne's not with us either, so...
No, it's just you and I and Elizabeth. Yep, and Elizabeth said she's been typing and it disappears every time she types.
I don't. Yeah, it's funny. If Suzanne's still listening, Elizabeth's got the same feeling, the same positive.
Yeah.
So, alrighty, well.
Yeah, so I get a very positive yes that you are going to begin working. I don't, but I have to draw a card to see. So I don't know, Lynn, did you want to go? And I'll see.
Yeah, I'm looking at the heron that comes in as a totem animal for you, Christine. So so the heron calls you to reflect on stillness, patience, and deep meditation. Are you overly social to the point of exhaustion? Are you too confined and lonely? Heron, as a spirit totem and power animal, can help you. Heron teaches you how to manage your life, so while showing you how to avoid excessive isolation. Delve deeply into the heron. Yeah, this is just opening it up. So creativity is the blue heron within us waiting to fly. Yeah, just you can have a better look if you just Google heron. Okay, but heron has ties to the water element, and that encourages us to flow with the energies around us. So we don't need to struggle. We just cooperate. So there's no question that heron is lovely and graceful, and you can find grace in your challenges like this. So your big obstacle now is the job search, because you've been unemployed, right? And getting also, Christine, I'm getting a discontent with what you've been doing in the past. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I think you're being called to look within and give yourself permission is what I'm getting for you, is give yourself permission to want the job that makes you happy. Like, it's almost like you're doing stuff that, I mean, it brings you money, but it's got to have deeper meaning than that for you. I think you're one of those folks, you've got to have meaning in your work, or it's just, it's, you know, okay, figure what, there's a ton of stuff that you're good at, and I think you know this, yes?
Yes.
Is there
That's what makes it kind of confusing. I can't pinpoint.
Well, I feel like you're holding off indulging in something you love. Okay. Oh, Elizabeth's got some good stuff for you, too. But I'm thinking here of, say, Elizabeth, who loves being an actor and has had to do other jobs, you know, to sort of support the love. But now she's, like, going for it full time. And this is something that you need to do and really be honest with yourself. Did somebody, like, tell you in the past that some jobs aren't like real jobs, or you can't do that for a living, that sort of thing?
Yes, my mother. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, we've been talking about that.
Exactly. That's the voice that's nailing your head to the floor. I would just spread those wings and embrace whatever it is that you love, that you want to do. I feel like you have so much success ahead of you if you just commit to that path. That's your soul self calling you. You deserve to be happy, absolutely. So I would stop putting it off and grab it, you know, like that carpe diem, you know, seize the moment and give yourself permission to do what you love. Here's what Elizabeth is saying. The Three of Hearts and the Guardian of Swords, and that's Michael the Archangel. You may be weary from one of your life's many battles. Rekindle your passion to live according to the highest truth possible. Walk the path of life with humility, confidence, and a heart of gold and noble intentions. Sounds like that's just waiting for you to step into it, really and truly.
Yeah. So are you a storyteller? Is that what you enjoy, reading or telling stories or voiceover, or
it's interesting that you're saying voiceover, because I was looking into doing possibly audiobooks and doing voiceover work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I got. And what I got was really kind of strange, that either that kind of a thing where children's books or voiceovers, and then also, is there a planetarium in your area, like a science museum with a planetarium? I got something like maybe, I don't know. I just saw you at the planetarium, like one of those, the girls that are in there, you know, taking you on that journey while you're in the planetarium or something like that to do with that. So I think, the books or the voiceover, I think you should pursue that. That's, I think that's where you're going.
Yeah, keep that voice in your head. We call it the monkey mind chattering at you.
Yeah.
And one thing that's really useful is identify that voice. That voice is like still in your head. You can do a practice called soul retrieval where you can go back and sort of check where your, you know, the broken parts are and heal them as you go. You can always, like for everyone that called in today, to remember that the person you're having a challenge with, you can always communicate with their higher selves. I think Jessica mentioned that earlier. You can always do that. But so you can settle that conflict with your mom, you know, with love. But I think, you know, grab that opportunity to live your own authentic life, and I think you just won't, you'll succeed. It'll be like magic for you.
The only reason why I feel she's saying that is because, you know, some people can't see it. They're just like, doing voiceover books. You know, they would never, you know, think that you can't make money at it. But, you know, like with Elizabeth, you know, acting, how are you going to make money at that? But you do. I mean, if you want it that good, you know, that well, then you do. And then they're proven wrong, you know. But I think they do it out of love.
Right.
They just don't know how to say it correctly because they can't see
right.
it.
Right.
Oh, here we go. More stuff from Elizabeth. Very cool. So the Three of Hearts, as you discover the little child who resides in your heart, the Three of Hearts arouses in you the spirit of play, imagination, and eternal friendship. For voiceover work, you should go on Elizabeth's page, or website rather. Voiceover work, there's actually great classes out there, and ACX is part of Amazon. You can audition for roles there. Also look at Backstage.
That's what I was going to do, ACX.
Excellent. There you go. Yeah. And just it's giving yourself the permission. It really is because, you know, and that voice is going to challenge you. It really is. But you know what? Don't give it any space in your head. Don't rent it space in your head. You go forward with your own heart and it's called Following the Path with Heart. Carlos Castaneda talks about the path with heart. So you look him up. He's got some pretty wise stuff to talk about the path with heart.
Okay.
But once you start to follow that, my dear, I get such a feeling of boom. Like, she just rips into it. And the road kind of rises up to meet you as you go when you select your own path.
Yeah. I feel really excited.
Okay.
So. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Thank you all so much.
Glad you called. Yeah. Excellent.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
Awesome.
Let us know.
God bless you all.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have one more caller, Lynn. Do we have enough time? 36
Certainly.
Minutes?
Oh, let's do it. Oops.
Yeah.
We're getting caller after caller. I did extend the time a little bit if you guys have the energy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know. I'm energized today. Okay. 509. You're on. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Erica, and I was just hoping to connect to my grandpa. He had a message for me.
Okay. Erica. Lynn, do you have any messages? Yes.
I'm trying to step out of the way. Sorry if that makes any sense here. I hate to ask Erica, but can I have his name, please?
Jose.
I'm sorry?
Jose.
J-O-S-E.
Do you want a last name? Yes.
No,
do
no,
you
no,
want a
it's
last
okay.
Name or...
No,
okay.
No, just a first name. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Jose.
Okay,
wow.
I'm getting a feeling. Oh, Tony, are you picking up?
Yeah, my pendulum is going in circles and it's shaking. So,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's here or he's trying to say something. I don't have it yet, though. Do you? I don't.
Okay. Eric, was your grandfather a gardener?
Yes, he would always upkeep his garden and mainly roses. That's kind of what he mainly had, like rose bushes and like cilantro and like little veggies like that.
I'm feeling
that's
a connection to the, feeling a connection to the earth. Down to earth would describe this person's energy. Was he a bit solemn, like not sort of like the laughingest guy at the party?
Like the what? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm getting sort of a serious demeanor. He seemed a lot more serious than he actually was, right? He wasn't like a grumpy old But there was actually a deep sense of humor with him, like almost like he was in on the joke. I'm getting a very stoic energy too from him. Like he went through a lot, I feel, and so came out looking pretty darn good on the other side of it. Yeah.
I feel he's worried about you. Is there a reason why he should be worried about you?
No.
No. I think he's a little worried about you. I just got worried. I see him tapping his foot. I don't know if he wants to. I guess he is trying to tell you something. Maybe it's not worry. Maybe it's a message about work or... I don't know. I see him tapping his foot. Did he do that? Sit there and tap his foot when he wanted to say something?
I don't know.
Yeah.
A mannerism,
Yeah. But I see stoic also, Lynn.
Sort of like a person who put up with a lot in his life and didn't sort of get any self-pity going. He was like, kind of one of those people, a strong and silent type. But I think the energy with the roses and his plants, his herbs and whatnot, I think that's what made him grounded. But I do feel such a connection to earth with him. And there was a specific message, Erica, you were looking for from him?
Yeah.
Just anything really that he wanted to say to me. We dismissed him.
Yeah. How has it been recent that he passed?
In February. It's been a while, but
But still
linear time has no effect on grief, right?
Yeah. He's still with you guys. I feel he's doing some work to get over to the other side. I don't think he's completely crossed over. So maybe that's what you're feeling, is that he's there with you. So I think your feeling's right. I just see like big arms opened and that he's still hanging around. Like I said, something about like he's worried about you. I don't know if it's with your job or you're looking for a new job or he doesn't like what you're doing right now that he wants you to change, but he hasn't left.
Okay.
He hasn't completely transitioned. Yeah.
From Elizabeth here, he wants you to clarify your goals. Stay sure-footed.
Yeah.
Focus your attention and thoughts. So think about whether you're on a path that maybe isn't for your highest good right now, Erica. Could be a job, could be a relationship. But if there's something that you're not feeling 100% positive about. Maybe have a look at that. But I'm also going to ask you to look up a wonderful woman called Anita Murjani. She's got a lot of YouTube stuff. She's written books like crazy. But I think she's going to help you understand that where he is right now is like he's okay. We're the ones that are like going through the stuff here on Earth still.
Yeah. Right?
And so we're the spiritual gangsters. But he's okay. I've often been told it's like a 360-degree view. One of the people that I connected with said, I can be everywhere I want. I can be everywhere at the same time. And I think that's what he's trying to say is, he's there, right? And it's not like a barrier they cross. You know, they can be there. They are a thought away. But I think clarify what it's good to look up people who, and not the wing. There are a few wing nuts out there, and you're going to feel like this is BS, right, when you watch the videos. But find legitimate people who have had near-death experiences, and, you know, they're going to tell you, oh, Victor Zammit is great for that, if you can look him up, Zammit. But I think educating yourself about what it's like beyond the veil, on the other side, whatever you want to call it, if you can just sort of learn, I think you're going to find that you will connect. You will find ways to connect. And you won't even need a third party to get the messages. So it's a little education, but learn all that stuff because I think you have a lot of untapped psychic ability, Erica. Mm-hmm. You too, mm-hmm. Right, Tony?
Yeah, I think that's why it's coming through you. Yeah.
And
what was the name of the lady, Anita?
Anita Murjani, Moor.
Oh, okay.
Jani. She's just fantastic. She's everywhere. So if you like videos, she's got videos out. But look at her first video, which is Dying to Be Me. And she will describe the other side to you. It's such a cool, she's a really cool lady. What can I say? Yeah.
How can I help my grandpa cross over? Because, you know, I would catch myself feeling like, you know, upset. And,
yeah.
And basically not, like what he's missed. But,
Yeah, no, yeah. You have nothing to do with that. No, he's crossed. It's just sometimes they have to do a little additional work. Is it your mom's dad?
Yes.
Yeah. So he's worried. He's not actually worried about you. He's worried about your mom. I think that's why he's hanging out so much. So I don't know. Is she taking it really hard or still taking it hard? Or feel
stuff
left unsaid, right?
Yeah.
That,
there was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
So, yeah. So she needs to just talk to him. And Lynn's the one who taught me how to do this, actually. What's the gentleman's name on Facebook that I looked at his videos and was able to talk to my dad through?
the Center for Spiritual Understanding through the Afterlife Connection. And that's Dr. Craig Hogan. He's brilliant. If you do you have Facebook?
Really easy. Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, sorry.
Go ahead. Do you have Facebook?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Have you got a pen handy?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the Center for Spiritual Understanding.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Through Afterlife Connections. And the meditation Tony's referring to is pinned right to the top of the page. It's free.
Yeah.
If you need help, you can always email Craig, and he will respond to you. But it's an amazing little session. You know, you'll get to a place where it's like you're just connecting with your grandpa. No problem. You know, you get a direct line going. And don't worry, he's not stuck. Okay, not stuck anywhere, right? They have free will where they are. It's just, you know, he has his reasons. But the thing is, he's coming from love. You know, there's no more earthly brouhaha that he's having to deal with. If he's reaching out to you guys, it's because he's trying to help you. Because being alive is pretty hard sometimes, eh?
Yeah, exactly. He's fine. He just wants to help you guys and your mom.
Absolutely.
I think that's what the message is. He's just trying to come to her, but maybe she's not as open as you are to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, recently I've been watching, well, like I was saying earlier, sometimes I catch myself, he's gone, and just, you know, missing him, basically. And I think about, like, wow, he must be, I watch a lot of YouTube videos. The channel, I think it's called Jeff Mata, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Spanish one called Cristian Argueño Gómez. And they're just amazing, and that's what they do. They talk about NDEs and just different kind of spiritual stuff like that. And I just think about, I catch myself, and I'm like, okay, you know, just be grateful for the time that I did have and all the lessons and support that I did have from my grandpa. Instead of being upset, you know, that he's gone, I'm just grateful for the time that I did have, and I'm just in belief that he's having an awesome time, pain-free, where, you know, in heaven. So that I try to shift my mindset that way, but it still it still sucks, you know?
Yeah,
grief is my key. Yeah, so don't worry. Have the grief and let it have its way, because it's not going to be forever. And once you start to connect more with the other side, the fear and the pain and stuff drops away, and you're like, hi, you know, that no worries at all, you know. So keep educating yourself, hon, because you've got untapped spiritual abilities and psychic abilities. So, yeah, and, you know, connect with us if you want some help, some guidance with, like, books or teachers or whatever. Just connect with us on Facebook, Enter the Light, and we'll be happy to, you know, help you with whatever has helped us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. Thank you.
So much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Keep talking to him. He hears you. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, he does. Don't stop.
He ladies as well.
All
have
right,
a good one.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Sending
thank
much
you.
Love.
So should we take one more caller, or what do you want to do, Lynn?
We can.
We have quite
a
few again.
I don't know. we can't go past. We've got like 20 minutes left or something like that,
minutes.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll do 81. Was it 310?
Sure.
Let's see. 310. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who's it?
Hi. Thanks so much. It's my lucky day.
Oh, awesome. What's your name?
Hi. My name is Mindy.
Hi, Mindy.
Hello.
How can we help you today?
I don't know. I would love just to be able to hear what I need to hear. I'm so open to the process.
Okay.
Well, I can go ahead, Tony, if you want, because I immediately put down the word rainbow as a symbol for you. And I don't think I need to look it up, but I think a rainbow is a symbol of hope, right? Is there something you've been sort of wishing for, you know, and not feeling like it's going to come through?
Yes. Yeah.
Rainbow. Well, I think, you know, I'm getting the rainbow symbol for it. So I think you don't have to worry about it. And I think, too, if you drop the worries, it's going to open. It's going to create space for the miracles to come in for you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking.
That's wonderful.
I'm also thinking, like, it's simple magic. I'm loving the phrase real magic. So when you manifest something by believing and, you know, working on the creation of it from the mind outward, you you tend to bring it into your life. But that rainbow is shining for you, hon, and it tells me that have hope and know it's going to be okay. I'll put this over to Tony, and I'll just have a quick look up of the meaning as well.
Yeah. So I got, Mindy, I got all that I seek flows easily and effortlessly to me in perfect time. I am blessed to have all the time, energy, and resources needed to make any dreams come true. I claim ease and flow in all I do, say, and create.
That's wonderful. So thank you.
Yeah. So I think whatever you're wishing for or wanting is going to come your way, you know, with the work that you've put in or, you know.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome. Yeah.
Yeah,
Lynn,
good thing.
Did you have anything else? Yeah.
Yeah, I looked it up, and the official, like what Google says. So when you see a rainbow, it usually, you know what is fun when you get this sign, Mindy, is go online and just Google the spiritual meaning of the rainbow and then go to the links that resonate for you personally. Right? You'll feel it. You know, it's like, hey, I'm going to this one kind of thing. But it looks like good things are coming around for you. And I feel like whatever it is you've been worried about, not worried about, but like, oh, this isn't going to happen. I think, you know, change the thinking around that and it probably is going to bring what you're hoping for in. So, check out that rainbow. It's very beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Lovely.
Good. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope that helps, Mindy.
It does, for sure. Very meaningful, and it really resonates. Exactly what I needed to hear today.
Awesome.
Wow.
Thank
cool.
you. Good.
Thank you.
That makes us feel good. Thanks.
Oh, thank
Take
you.
Care. Okay.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so we have one caller left.
Let's go for it.
Yep. Okay, 203.
Hold on. Thank you so
203.
Much.
203,
hi. Hi, thank you so much. I didn't expect to get in. Appreciate you taking my call. It's Pat. Pat from Connecticut.
Yeah.
Hi. It's been a while. I've been trying to get back to you. You know, some things were recommended to me by you regarding anxiety, and one of them was a man, I think his first name was Nash, about vagus nerve and breathing, and I've lost it. And one of you I know is going to know what I'm talking about, and I'd love to get his name again and other people. I know you recommended a number of people for me.
Right.
Does that sound familiar to anybody?
The vagus nerve.
It doesn't to me.
The name Nash.
Mm-hmm.
Nash something? Nash, N-A-S-H something? Something?
Nash. Just a minute. Nerve. Crack. Mash.
Mm.
That's really puzzling.
Yeah.
Was it possibly your other show?
It might have been.
Oh,
yeah.
Mean, did you go on Angel Answers by any chance?
I could have. I mean, I listened to both.
Yeah,
because that
probably
sounds like, Jan Drake Bakke is very familiar with the vagus nerve work too, and so she might have been her. So is this Pat the artist we're talking to?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Is that a woman on the other show? I didn't catch your name.
Oh, Jan Drake Bakke is the one that, I mean, I know she has, but, you know, DC probably does, and probably all of them do, because they're all very clever, those lads, I mean, lasses, or whatever.
And you can message them, Pat, on Sacred Embers. You can message.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Well, I'll just check in quickly. I know you're probably getting near the end of the show. I've been doing a lot of healing and praying and asking for healing in a church that I just discovered online, which I really love. Do you see progress?
Yeah, I actually see, I don't see any negativity.
today. So
okay,
I think you're doing well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I'm not sure why I'm getting this image, but I'm seeing a sign saying falling rock zone. Like, you know, when you're going through those mountainous roads and they have the sign up. Be careful of, there's a new acquaintance, Pat, that I think may not have your best interests at heart. So just keep an eye out for. Go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I have to say this is amazing. This is the third time I've been given a warning out of the blue. The other two warnings were a man, i.e. meaning maybe someone I thought I would look at as a partner. You're the third time, and I've assumed I haven't met this person yet, but you're saying, have I met this person or no?
It might have something to do with the church. I don't know.
Somebody you meet through this church, just keep your keep your spider senses alive and awake. You know what I mean? And if you pick up weird feelings about any new equipment, it feels like it's in the future. And it doesn't necessarily have to be like a romantic interest. It feels like somebody isn't quite playing, you know, with a full deck there in terms of respect for you. So, and it just, the way it's coming in is I'm seeing, you know, how you're picture, the, you know, those mountain highways and the sign, falling rock zone ahead. So it's just something that I can,
That's really helpful. That's really helpful. And someone has silenced me twice in there. I'm thrilled that I can ask for healing for others, and I, you know, people's responses is that they've gotten better with certain things, and I've been so enthused to ask for my help, and last week somebody immediately said, you don't ask for yourself, and then I wrote to the church, and they basically said, you don't need to, because when we do a general prayer, you're getting God's virtue, but they also said, if you really feel the need, of course, you can ask for yourself. I asked again today, and she immediately shut me down. I also got a message. I got a message from someone, hey, Pat, looking great. And I thought, that's weird. Is it either of those, or is it someone else I'm going to meet there?
I don't
know. Message feels creepy to me.
Yeah, the message feels weird.
Yeah. I'm sure you are looking great, but it's just something creepy about that. I don't know what it is, but just be careful. I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
Keep your wits about you. Church people can be lovely and faith, you know, spewing and like that, but they can also be really, some of them can be a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for? There's a power.
Yeah,
I feel there's some power tripping going on. That's all, you know.
Do you see? There's two ministers, both the name Doug or Douglas. Do you see them as that? Their light is clear.
Could be. I get this feeling that I know you're sincere in your seeking a spiritual community.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, here's how it's coming through to me. There's one or two in that group, they're like the piece of shell in a really good egg salad sandwich. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a great experience. It's very enjoyable, but you're going to bite down and go, what the heck? So I think there's more than one in there. And the thing is, you don't, there's no point arguing with people. So you just sort of nod, smile, and do your thing. But if you feel like there's power tripping going on, don't bend or take, question authority is how it's coming through. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you see someone telling you, because spirituality is an inside job. It doesn't come from instructions from out without. Okay. So just be careful.
I think the reason why I felt that you're okay is because I think you can figure it out now by yourself, that you're going to figure it out.
Right.
yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're strong enough to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think so, too. I'm so thrilled to have found this church. It's the first one that I can identify with because they bring in prophecy and, you know, they can see in the future a little bit and all that. I'm sorry to ask again, do you see the main leader? Is he okay?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't get like a really positive energy. I still feel tough, don't you? Yeah, like I feel like probably the intentions are good, but the methods are a little heavy-handed or something.
Oh.
Like if you're feeling silenced, like that's another one because that's not what your spirituality is about, right? It's more
that
about your voice.
That was a participant in the. She was someone like me that's joined up.
She's a problem.
Okay, the minister is older and old-fashioned and conservative as a Capricorn. I see that. I'm not crazy about it, but in between that, I think he really does amazing. He's learned a healing through his own life and through under Edgar Cayce. That's his sort of mentor. And I'd be disappointed if it didn't work out with him as the leader.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the leader. All I get is like she said with the rocks, but I see keep your eyes wide open is all. And I'm not sure it's him. Yeah, it's just keep your eyes wide open.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I appreciate it very much. It's
absolutely
lovely to talk to you ladies again.
Thanks.
It's been a while.
Let us know. Take care, though. You're doing well.
Keep doing your artwork, Pat, because it's fabulous.
Thank you so much. God bless
you
all.
Take care.
Fabulous.
Chan says bye-bye.
Okay.
Oh, how sweet was that?
Oh.
That was a nice little laugh.
I don't know.
It was a puppy. That was a puppy goodbye, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pat. Yeah. All right.
Wow.
So we're at the end, Elin. Yes.
We are. Yeah.
I made it through with your help. Thank you very much.
We did great. No, I'm glad. Thanks for taking the helm once in a while because I really appreciate when everyone takes a turn to host. I was also going to say you can see the video or the audio clips to the side of the screen.
Yes.
You should pick one too because we always end with Louis Armstrong, but we have other stuff
all right,
in
I'll
there.
Pick one.
Yeah, pick whichever you like. And
okay. And then so if you want to reach us, you can reach us at Enter the Light. You can reach me at Enter the Light or on my Facebook page or my website, Toni Jorgensen. And then Lynn, Jessica and Jaden, they are on Facebook. And what's the name of it? Jessica Marie Tatro and Jaden?
Jaden's Voice Speaks from Heaven.
Yeah, Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. And then Elizabeth has a website. It's Elizabeth D'Onofrio. And then Lynn, .com. And then Lynn, if you want to tell them yours.
Yeah, I'm at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And our whole Sacred Embers Network website is sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. You can find all that by just pulling up our link on Blog Talk Radio.
And then we will see you next week. We have a really good show next week, so make sure that you come in. We've got Jessica leading the helm, and it's going to be amazing. So
I'll get that link done up. Exciting. Oh, and then the week after that, we're having Suzanne Beckley on, who's a QHHT practitioner. She used to do the show with us, and so she'll be on with us. I think that's September 4th. So lots to look forward to, eh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm excited. We have some good shows coming up. So thank you, everybody, and I'm going to take it out with Marvin Gaye.
Oh, probably the worst one audio-wise. But I love it.
Is that one good or not?
Oh, it's a really bad. It's a bad recording, but I think it still has the message there. It's
Well, let me try. I'm going to go with Louis Armstrong.
Okay.
I'll get a better version of Marvin in there, I promise.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.